about is how the loans really work at Dollar Loan Center. When someone comes to you to borrow a couple hundred bucks, and they do, what do you think a fair fee would be? $20, $30, $50? Most people say about $25. You know what we charge each day in interest for a $200 loan? $1.10. Really, for a week, only $7.70. And no other fees. Listen, banks stopped doing small dollar loans years ago. Just try to go to a bank and borrow $200. And when they say no, give us a call or find one of our 50 locations at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Payment amounts based on biweekly pay frequency with annual percentage rate of 199.99%. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Back, leg, and neck pain can drive you nuts, right? It does for me, and it can affect you every day. Can make you feel freaking grumpy and hard to get through that workday. Well, I found some relief for you, the Cofield & Company listener. Get into the Good Feet store ASAP. It's not going to cost you anything to go. You try on the product and see how it feels. The experts at Good Feet will get to know you just like they did for me, because they want to understand what your work environment is like, your favorite recreational activities. Why? Well, it's important to properly match you to the appropriate art support. When I was there, they had me walk around, try the different styles. They even tell you to leave, take the art supports for a test walk. The experts at the Good Feet store are there to help you, not simply sell something, and they want to try to give you the long-term solution that you've been looking for. Hit the Good Feet store any day, 7 days a week. That personalized fitting is free. There's a Good Feet store at 26 West Sahara and 4150 Blue Diamond, just west of the Silverton. Get into the Good Feet store today and get $100 of Good Feet's patented three-step system.
Universal Solar Direct. Pay less for your electric.
Nevada license 79863.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas. K265EZ. It's Cofield and Company with Steve Cofield.
Oh, yeah. Give me your booze. I am nourished by your hatred.
And Adam Hill.
With the things I've done in my life?
Oh, I know I'm going to burn in hell. So I sure as shit ain't afraid to burn here on earth.
On ESPN Las Vegas.
Oh, my goodness. That's the most badass thing I've ever heard.
All right, here we go on this Wednesday, rolling into the 5 o'clock hour. Golden Nugget is the site right outside the pool. My God, the pool would be nice right now, wouldn't it? 56?
Sounds about right.
You going?
No.
Tony Miller told us. Polar Bear Club. He'll jump in.
Yeah, but then he left.
He's waiting right here.
I know, but
waiting to go in.
I mean, I think that if he would have stayed, it would have been a real invitation.
So we're set up by the pool, right near the Cadillac Mexican Kitchen and Tequila Bar. 4 to 7, Monday to Friday. Happy hour goes down. $3 on the domestic draft. $4 on some margaritas. And then awesome food specials. We got the Carnitas Street Tacos. They were yummy. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. This is the spot downtown. Golden Nugget is the best. And Tony Miller's here, so you want to go over to the sports book and play in all his contests and get the good numbers off the board, right?
I think that's the way to do it.
All right, Ari's here. Chrissy back in our Findlay Toyota studios. Big Five time.
Battle Born Injury Lawyers presents the Big Five at Five. Number five.
So we've had some fun griping from time to time. Adam didn't do it for a long period of time. I don't know why, but we've had fun griping about the $750 million that's going from us to build our new stadium, which will house the NFL, will house UNLV. That's good. That's good. Lots of concerts hopefully there, big events, you know, WrestleMania, Final Fours, CFP, all that good stuff. All that good stuff. The NFL, though, is a mixed bag. It can be great, but the stadium experience sometimes can be less than stellar, and it seems like crowds in certain markets are getting more and more violent. Was there a dust-up in Pittsburgh? Chiefs, check that. Steelers, Chargers?
Yeah, it looked like a pregnant woman got choked while there was a little bit of a scuffle going on during the Steelers and Chargers game.
Pregnant
woman.
It's not
pretty.
Pregnant woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, she might have been a little rowdy. Looked like her husband was wearing, like, the most obnoxious Chargers jacket of all time. It was like a sport coat. And yeah, the woman was in a fight with some Steelers fans, and they went right at her, and it looked like at one point somebody got a nice little chokehold on her, and it didn't go well. And probably shouldn't, I would think. There's not a whole lot of rules, I think, in life that everybody needs to live by all the time. And when there's actual rules, there's things. But, like, unwritten rules, I'm not into. But I'm going to say don't choke pregnant women.
Is it written?
No, it's unwritten. I'm saying...
I don't follow unwritten rules.
I like written rules, and I like things that are spelled out. But I think that one of the unwritten rules that I'm okay with, that we can just all accept and not have to have spelled out, is don't choke pregnant women.
The one thing Adam Hill will not argue over. Don't choke the pregnant chick.
No. I'm going to say that's an unwritten rule that should be written somewhere.
I like it. You stepped up in class.
Yeah, thank you.
Will you guarantee we can avoid these types of incidents in Las Vegas in our new stadium?
I can. I'm not going to go to games.
Well, I just meant in general. I know you're not going to choke a pregnant woman.
Well, we'll see what she does. But of course not. I said that's a rule that should be written. But yes, I will not guarantee things like this won't happen, because they seem to happen at NFL stadiums.
Next up.
Number 4.
You seem to have some fascination with these offshoot football leagues.
I do.
The AAF, and now the XFL is back in the news. Have they actually picked cities?
They have. There was a list of cities that came out, 8 cities for the new XFL. And of course, I mean, the original XFL, we all remember, Vegas was the best market. So good news, XFL is back. But not in Vegas, no. No, definitely not. Not happening here. Los Angeles and the New York, New Jersey market are the headliners. Dallas among the 8 teams as well. Oliver Luck, the commissioner and chief executive, announced that the other franchises will be in Houston, St. Louis, Seattle, Tampa, and Washington.
Wow. A lot of NFL markets.
Yeah, a lot. And then the one, you know, throwing St. Louis in there, probably a good idea, that lost the NFL, but no San Diego, no Oakland. I would try maybe to go to Oakland.
Be a smart move.
Yeah.
Capitalize on frustrated fans.
Yeah, see if you can get them to start coming over to your league.
We're glad it's not coming here, right? It wouldn't work this time.
No, it wouldn't. With everything else coming to town, I don't think it'll work. But I'm not glad. I mean, I loved the XFL. I think I can't imagine it's going to be around more than a year or two, so why not just have a team here and...
be part of the failure?
Yeah, enjoy it again.
Get ripped on as a city that can't support football with 8,000 people at the games?
That was one of my favorite seasons that I've ever kind of, you know, I went to every game. I thought it was awesome. It was great. I mean, you have the threat of somebody getting hurt before the game even starts.
Oh, that's right.
It's awesome.
That was the rugby scrum.
Yes.
For opening possession.
Broken arms, injuries, you never know.
It actually did happen.
Yeah.
Two guys charged each other, and one guy got hurt and was out for the season.
It was a fun league, and there was actually decent fan support. It was a good time. No, the league was kind of stupid, but I loved it. I loved every minute of it. I loved the documentary about it, looking back at it. I just think for old time's sake, Vegas should have a franchise.
Top 3 stories.
Number 3.
Boy, more coming out with the Packers and Aaron Rodgers ruling with an iron fist.
I think so.
Another coach has been fired, I'm guessing at the behest of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, you would think so.
Now, what's the real issue here with Winston Moss?
Well, Winston Moss was the associate head coach under Mike McCarthy, and I believe he thought he should have gotten the head coaching job when McCarthy was fired. He didn't. Philbin was promoted from offensive coordinator. Winston Moss sent out a tweet, ponder this. What championship teams have are great leadership, period. It's not the offensive guru trend. It's not the safe trend. Find somebody that is going to hold number 12 and everybody in this building to a Lombardi standard, period. Hashtag losing sucks.
That is an amazingly stupid tweet. Clearly about Aaron Rodgers. That Aaron Rodgers is a pain in the ass and has his own rules.
Of course.
That's a coach on the staff. Yeah, he's fired.
I don't think there's... You have to fire him. I don't think there's any question.
Now, that said, I am completely fascinated by another person coming out and saying Rodgers is potentially a jerk.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at all. We've been saying this. We've said this. It's been a long-running theme on the show. It is almost the number one show in the country as far as bashing Aaron Rodgers, I feel like. Not his ability. He's awesome. But as a person, he seems to be less than stellar in a lot of ways. And I think this tells you a lot of what you need to know. Now, that tweet was sent at 8:59 a.m. yesterday. 6:24 p.m., the next tweet from Winston Moss. The Packers have informed me that they're letting me go. Hashtag thanks, Twitter.
Wow.
Don't blame Twitter. Twitter didn't send the tweet. You did. You got me. Twitter got me.
Couldn't just let me tweet in a vacuum where no one would see it. Like, jerks.
No, it's not Twitter's fault. Twitter doesn't send tweets on its own.
So a few other stories on McCarthy and Rodgers and the Packers. Mark Shimura, longtime Packer tight end, came out and crapped all over Rodgers. So I want you to start thinking about this. There's a collection of people. Terry Bradshaw, you may think he's an old coot and crazy, but he said 2 years ago, I'd get rid of Rodgers. Before I'd get rid of McCarthy, he said, great coach over great quarterback. You were pushing for Sean McVay. Check that. For Sean Payton.
Yeah.
To get the gig. Now, Payton has come out and said he's pissed about McCarthy being fired, so I'm not sure where that's going. Someone else I saw throw the theory out that the Packers should trade for Sean McVay. That ain't going to happen. I just wonder...
Oh, it should.
Back to the Rodgers complaining, if there's word around the league that maybe this isn't a guy you want to coach. Like, are we going to find out in a couple of months that there's not a big name who comes on board? Because everyone doesn't want to coach Aaron Rodgers. That it's been some sort of fallacy that, hey, it's a great quarterback, of course you want to coach him. Maybe not.
Well, I think what it does is if you're a coach that wants to make a change or you're a coach that wants to finally make the jump to the NFL, if you're a college guy, it makes sense to take the job because you do get Aaron Rodgers and you have him to cover up some of the issues as you're learning. Like as you're learning the job or as you're learning the personnel and everything else, you can start to put what you want to put in place and have Aaron Rodgers and know that, hey, in 4 years, 4 or 5 years, whatever it is, you can have that time with Rodgers to build up who you want to build. You can get a quarterback that you want to develop and get a system that you want to develop and everything else in place and have Rodgers cover up for whatever mistakes you make as you learn. I think that's part of the appeal of getting Rodgers, especially at this time when his career, it's not like you're going to go there and have him for the next 12 years. Like he's just a transitional piece right now into your process, and you can develop who you want to develop while he's still there. So I think that's what part of the benefit is. And I heard another name yesterday, and I was like, first, no, that's stupid, and then, yeah, why not? Why not? Finally, Urban Meyer taking this as his job and putting his system in place, but having Rodgers while he does make that transition. I thought he was going to Cleveland, but maybe he goes to Green Bay.
I mean, I saw Urban Meyer in a couple of conversations be very ambiguous about his future.
He
would not say he's done.
It was essentially a Facebook status because he said it's complicated, yep. Which screw you. It's such a nonsense answer. Although maybe it is. Maybe he was just saying, coming right on saying, yeah, he's coaching by saying it's complicated. I guess that would be the counter to that being a vague answer.
Next up.
Number two.
As we continue live here at the Golden Nugget on this Wednesday. So we started getting into the discussion of Seattle coming to the NHL and the sweetheart deal that the Golden Knights got.
Yeah.
Tell people again what happens to the Golden Knights in this expansion draft coming up.
The Golden Knights do not have to give up a player. They're exempt.
Okay.
That was kind of, it wasn't really written into the agreement, but it was kind of assumed when they made the deal to get the team and when they were going through the whole process that they weren't going to have to.
That's a hell of a deal.
It is.
I know Bill Foley paid a lot of money to get in the league, but still, when you're trying to get a team, the league has the hammer. So to agree to, hey, when and if expansion happens, your entire roster is protected, that's pretty damn good. Now, I've seen people say, with Seattle's expansion money, well, $650, the Knights don't get a share of that. I've actually seen people go as far as, this is ridiculous, people have defended the Knights in this deal by saying, I mean, they didn't get any part of 1.17, what is it, 1.15, whatever it is, $1.15 billion. What, are they going to get a cut of their own money that they paid?
Right, that's
okay,
stupid.
That's stupid.
Of course it is.
If you're a fan around the league, you have a right to be annoyed about this.
Yeah, because the fans,
the NHL,
the fans don't care.
The NHL cut
the
a bad deal for the rest of the league.
Right.
Gary Bettman did. It's just, bottom line, I know people don't want to be objective and you're rooting for the Knights, but it is a freaking sweetheart deal.
Yeah.
I won't even give the example because we'll stay away from it. It gets too complicated. Big basketball fan. UNLV Rebel girl, right? Follows the running Rebs, Rebel football. Got into a discussion last night and said, that's BS on Twitter. 5 years from now, and the Knights are still exempt? That's crappy. And she actually had some good points in the discussion, but all she was getting was, well, they don't get any of the money of the $650 from Seattle, and what did we point out yesterday?
I think they would give up. They would give up that much money to keep a player, probably.
To keep their roster?
Yeah.
It's not one player. It's the entire roster.
Well, it's a player.
Okay. But to protect the entire roster, not risk losing anybody.
Yeah. If
it's
they came
a great
over
deal.
And said, you have to pay us $25 million, but you don't have to keep any you get to keep all your players, and you know, you don't lose a player in the draft, I think most teams would say yes to that.
If I were a fan of a constantly terrible team that can't get out of the hole, this would piss me off even more. Because there's already the accusation out there that the rules were so easy that it made it easy for VGK to field a good team.
Yeah.
So people are already teed up about that, and now this, the next time around, they don't have to give up anyone, so there is a case to be made, folks. I'm sorry, I know we're talking to an audience of Golden Knights fans, but it's pretty screwy what the NHL pulled here. You know, we in Vegas benefit.
Well, they also, and again, it's a weird scenario, and it wasn't officially done until yesterday, but you know, this was kind of part of the agreement that they weren't gonna lose a player. But they also assumed, again, everything was thrown off by the fact that they were so successful. Everyone assumed, well, they'll still be struggling, they'll still be trying to put some stuff together, they're not gonna be good yet, we're not gonna take a player from their roster when they're still trying to build up to something. And it just so happened that that's not how it worked out. It worked out to the point where they were much, much better, and now everybody's like, well, they should lose a player, they're one of the, you know, established franchises now, but that's not what people thought was going to happen.
Adam made a bold prediction yesterday, virtually guaranteeing that...
My guarantee was, because somebody else said it later, I was like, that's not what I said. If Seattle doesn't make Kelly McCrimmon their top candidate...
You'd be shocked.
They are foolish.
Okay,
they're stupid. Shocking. Yes.
Okay, the way you said it, though, it sounded like you had inside information. Then, today, it comes out that another member of the organization is gone.
Yeah. Murray Craven, one of the original advisors, basically, to Bill Foley for the first couple of years while he was trying to put everything together, and then he did end up accepting the senior vice president role in 2016 as they started to build the franchise. He is gone, and really kind of out of the blue. Nobody really knew it was coming. It doesn't take a, you know, an investigator and a genius of some sort to jump to the conclusion of, oh, the day after Seattle officially gets a franchise, one of the Golden Knights executives is gone. A lot of speculation already that that's why he's leaving. There's nothing there yet. Nobody has any insight on that yet. But the speculation seems fair if he leaves the day after, even if it was in the works, you know, if we learn about it the day after Seattle becomes official, that Murray Craven is gone from the Knights.
Top story.
Number one.
We get back to the game last night. All right. First, set the scene throughout the game, pregame and throughout the game. What was the environment like? Like, you asked before the game, hey, are fans going to be fired up for this? This is the team that beat you to win the Stanley Cup. What was it like?
It was super intense. And as we noted yesterday when we were doing the show outside at Toshiba Plaza, right outside T-Mobile Arena, there was a ton of Capitals fans outside, and that carried to the inside as well. You know, not some of the games like last year where there was, like, you know, 40% from the road. I would say a good, you know, 15% were Caps fans, and that kind of made the environment even more charged up and excited. And then early in the game, the tone was set. As we were talking about earlier in the show, Ryan Reeves made it a point to get physical early, and that was his job yesterday. The Knights started Ryan Reeves' line at the beginning of the game, the fourth line, and I think it was the message was clear. Tom Wilson's not going to be able to go around and just knock people down at will like he does to a lot of teams, and that's his job. On the Caps, he plays on the top line for the Capitals to protect their goal scorers and their playmakers. And so the Knights sent the message, yeah, that's not going to happen. We're not going to let you push everybody around. We're fighting fire with fire, and we're going to punch the bully in the mouth. And, you know, Ryan Reeves wanted to fight Tom Wilson last night. There was zero question about that. He kept challenging him. He kept getting in his face. He kept talking the entire game. And eventually he got him. And again, the hit was made to look worse by the fact that the helmet popped off and then Tom Wilson's head hit the ice. It was shoulder to shoulder. It was late. Should have been a penalty. Shouldn't be a suspension. Wasn't overly dirty. But you don't like to see that stuff happen anyway. When a guy's helmet pops off and then his head bashes into the ice like that, that's not really what you want to see.
So it shouldn't be a suspension, but didn't you say earlier that this hit was similar to Wilson on Marshy?
Yeah, I mean, I watched both like 20 times last night. They're almost the same hit.
So are you backing up to last year and saying that Wilson on Marchessault shouldn't have been a penalty or a suspension either?
No, I didn't think it should.
Okay. Well, at least you're consistent.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of people out there, especially outside of this market, who think that what Reeves did to Wilson by the letter of the law should be a suspension. So you wonder what's going on here. Are they objective? Are they kind of sticking it to Wilson, sticking it to the Caps for backing their guy all the time?
I don't think anybody's going to feel bad for Tom Wilson. I think that's part of it. And then there's also, you see it how you want to see it. I mean, Todd Reardon has watched his player, Tom Wilson, all throughout the year, you know, draw criticism for some of the hits, and he's defended his hits. And then last night he comes out and kind of attacks Reeves' hit. You're seeing it through your bias lens, and that's, you know, it's understandable, it's to be expected, but you're not being honest. Just like Golden Knights fans that were angry at Tom Wilson last year, that this year are defending the hit by Ryan Reeves, you're not objective. You're just not. If you thought they were that much different, and that one should be suspended and one should be nothing, you're not objective on this issue.
For you last night, Nate Schmidt was a central figure. We can talk about what he did on the ice here in a second. Chrissy, can you prep our cut again between Gallant and one Adam Hill? We'll play that here in just a second. But talk about Schmidt during the game, because you know, yesterday before the game, you told us about the story you wrote that Schmidt said, hey, this has a lot of meaning, playing the Capitals, man. They went on to win the Stanley Cup. I wasn't with them.
Yeah, he was a guy that came over to the Golden Knights from the Capitals. He was taken in the expansion draft, and last year he had to watch. He loves Vegas. He loves being a part of this organization. More than anybody, he's embraced the city and the people and everything else, and he's having a great time. But he said, nobody will ever know what it was like to stand there and watch my former teammates celebrate their Stanley Cup on my new home ice. It was very difficult. And then this year, they played early in the season, and he had to miss that game with his suspension. So he's been through, you know, a difficult time for himself. And last night, he was very excited to play them, and then he really made things happen in his return against the Capitals.
What did he make happen?
Well, he played pretty well throughout the game, but then in a tie game late on a power play with less than 2 minutes to play, carries the puck into the zone, makes an incredible fake to get the defender completely off balance, goes by him, and looks like a forward as he carries it in and rips one by Braden Holtby for the game winner. It was a great play.
Did he appear to you to have a increased sense of urgency in the third? Well, we'll just say, you talked to him after the game. What did he say? Between the second and the third, what happened?
He said it's been a long time since Gerard Gallant really, really challenged them and kind of challenged their manhood a little bit.
All right, so here's your job. Like, last week, right, Saturday, we, after the Cincinnati UNLV game, you and I are sitting over by Mick Cronin, and Mick Cronin made a comment about the physicality in the game and said it got out of control. I go into the press conference, Marvin Menzies is there, and I'm like, hey, Mick just said out of control, was kind of going after the refs. You got to get a follow-up. So after you talk to Schmidt, you're like, hey, I got to talk to Gerard Gallant. Let's talk about this speech. This was Adam and Gallant last night.
Coach, Nate said between the second and third period, you challenged them in a way that you hadn't in quite a long time. Can you tell us what you told them and why you thought they
Nate
needed to hear that?
Nate shouldn't be saying anything about that. I just challenged them. Let's go. Let's go to work. Put our work boots on. Let's go to work and win a hockey game. So no more than that.
Yeah. Who's in more trouble, you or Nate Schmidt?
Well, I was hoping to talk to Nate this morning and apologize to him for getting him in trouble.
Yeah.
But he was not at practice.
Oh, stop!
Today.
You didn't get him in trouble.
I have a cloak of secrecy. I have a feeling.
You think Gallant went after that and or maybe today and talked to Schmidt and he's like nothing from the locker room.
Knowing some things about the inner workings of that organization.
Uh-oh.
Nate Schmidt. I don't know if it was directly from Gallant. Yeah. Nate Schmidt got the message from somebody. I'd be willing to bet.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
You crossed the boss. Circle of trust violated. We'll continue with VGK last night. Look ahead to tomorrow as the outstanding voice of the Golden Knights, Dan Duva, is on the way.
Follow the Cofield and Company crew around Sin City on Instagram at ESPN Las Vegas.
Pub 365 is home to 365 beers and a delicious menu of modern pub fare. Our Best of Las Vegas award-winning beer selection features everything from local brews to rare specialty beers. Pub 365, 365 beers, extraordinary food.
Hey, it's Steve Cofield. Some people call me the fixer. Why? Because I give you solutions to your problems. Struggling to find that holiday gift for the family and friends? Send the holiday gift that families across America have loved for over 100 years, Omaha Steaks. They've got a great special going on right now at omahasteaks.com, but you got to enter the code COFIELD, COFIELD. That goes in the search bar. 74% off the Omaha Steaks family gift package. Originally $195, now it's just $49.99. You get 4 hand-cut top sirloin steaks, 2 savory premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 Omaha steak burgers, all beef meatballs, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 potatoes au gratin, and 4 caramel apple tartlets, plus 4 more burgers on top of that. And you know what's good? Omaha Steaks has over 100 years of experience delivering perfectly aged beef hand-cut by master butchers in Omaha. Go to omahasteaks.com, type Cofield in the search bar, and add the family gift package to your cart. Don't wait. Order it now.
Hey, it's JT the Brick. I'm from New York. I know great pizza, Grimaldi's. The best pizza I ever had. It's perfect to satisfy those football Sunday cravings. Check it out. The world-famous Grimaldi's Pizzeria.
Watch the CW News at 10, now 7 nights a week.
Breaking news, top stories every night of the week on the CW News at 10.
Your weather authority helps plan your work week.
And your weekend fun.
On the CW News at 10.
All my friends need a little money.
This is Chuck, and I founded Dollar Loan Center over 20 years ago right here in Nevada. Happy holidays. One of my favorite things to talk about is how the loans really work at Dollar Loan Center. When someone comes to you to borrow a couple $100, and they do, what do you think a fair fee would be? $20, $30, $50? Most people say about $25. You know what we charge each day in interest for a $200 loan? $1.10. Really, for a week, only $7.70. And no other fees. Listen, banks stopped doing small dollar loans years ago. Just try to go to a bank and borrow $200. And when they say no, give us a call or find one of our 50 locations at don'tbebroke.com.
Get a little cash, down at the DLC.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Payment amounts based on biweekly pay frequency with annual percentage rate of 199.99%. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
College football fans, the Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl is back. Sam Boyd Stadium, Saturday, December 15th. Don't miss the 21st-ranked Fresno State Bulldogs as they take on the Arizona State Sun Devils for the first time in 77 years. The free Bud Light pregame fan fest opens at 9 a.m., and the game kicks off at 12:30 p.m. live on ABC. Tickets are on sale now at lvbowl.com. The Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl, where college football bowl season begins.
Score doorbuster deals at JCPenney. Hurry in or shop online to take an extra $10 off your $25 purchase with coupon. Plus, come in from 3 p.m. Friday to 1 p.m. Saturday and enjoy night-to-day doorbusters, like up to 65% off select excursion apparel for the family. Now's your chance to grab holiday gifts for one and all. JCPenney, style and value for all. Coupon valid 12/5 through 12/8. Doorbusters valid 12/7 through 12/8. Select times only. Available while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
This fall, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill's Fall Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports app. Between now and December 31st, you'll be eligible for cash back points for every wager made, win or lose on the mobile sports app. You heard me, win or lose. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Fall Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I have never had so much energy, and my labs are perfect. I've never felt so good. I'm 77 going on 50. I feel like I did when I was 50.
For a limited time, use discount code MARK, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code MARK.
Live from the Golden Nugget, Las Vegas, it's Cofield and Company with Steve Cofield and Adam Hill on ESPN Las Vegas.
Knights win the ensuing draw. 3 seconds left. The crowd will tell you. It's all over. Knights win it 5-3.
How big was that win last night?
I think really big in the sense, I mean, it was an emotional game for sure against the Capitals, a developing rival. Actually, multiple players from both sides used the word rivalry last night. So I think it was big from that perspective. But it's also one of the things that we have talked about is that the Knights have done a really good job against their division, and they've done a really good job against bad teams. And they're starting to build up points, and you have to do that. But I think for confidence and for everything else going forward, you have to beat good teams, and especially good teams that play well. And Washington played pretty well. And they're a good team. That's a good win for the Knights.
You hear the radio call. Our awesome play-by-play guy here with the Knights, Dan Duva, gives us a couple minutes with Steve and Adam on ESPN Las Vegas. Dan, how are you?
Gentlemen, good to be with you. I'm great. Thank you.
We have a lot to get into. First of all, let's go right to the lead, and that was the Reeves collision with Tom Wilson. What'd you think?
Well, first off, when you hear the announcement today, no supplementary discipline. That's no surprise to me. I did not think that any supplementary discipline was necessary. And when you look at the tape, as we did last night, you see a shoulder-on-shoulder hit. You see Tom Wilson making a pass, and then his head cocks right. And to me, must have known Reeves was where he was. The pass was away. It might have been a little bit late, but the contact was shoulder on shoulder. Unfortunately for Tom Wilson, his helmet flies off and he hits the ice head first. And when your head hits the ice without a helmet, it's not going to be good. And that's why he was woozy, needed help off the ice. And it's hard to fault Ryan Reeves for Wilson's helmet flying off and then Tom hitting his head on the ice. It's terrible. You don't want to see somebody injured in that way. But I don't think that any supplementary discipline was required, and probably even a game misconduct was too much. But the officials on the ice see only a guy apparently with a head injury, and then the penalty calls for game misconduct. So it's hard to fault anybody here, but in terms of the hockey, wow. It was a moment we'll be talking about for a long time, and Ryan Reeves has truly cemented himself on this team, and it's just a pleasure to watch that demolition crew play. He and Will Carrier and Pierre-Édouard Belmont.
Can we make the graveyard shift a thing?
Yeah, you know, there's a few ways to go about it. You know, Belmar, you know, talked about he is centerpiece on that demolition crew. He talked about that as in contrast to the architects and the sculptors of the top line. But no, we knock stuff down. We're the demolition crew. So whatever you call them, they have been incredibly effective.
So one of the things we talked about earlier as far as the hit goes was Todd Reirden said he felt there was just targeting the entire game. Ryan Reeves was out there to just target Tom Wilson and not even really play hockey. That was his bigger problem, because he didn't necessarily attack the hit, because I think he knows that, you know, Tom Wilson has done a lot of that himself, and that if he does attack the hit, he's going to have to kind of criticize his own player in a way. But he thought that there was just a lot of targeting the whole game, and that was the intent of Ryan Reeves in the beginning. Watching the game, did you get a sense that there was that kind of building up to that?
No. Listen, there are pre-existing conditions that we know about. Wilson's hit on Marchessault and on and on and on. But Ryan Reeves has the second most hits in the National Hockey League. So maybe Coach Reirden isn't aware of that, but Ryan hits everybody. He's not exclusive to just big guys on the other team. In fact, most teams shy away from Ryan Reeves.
Yeah.
That's why he has not fought as much as he did earlier in his career. Anyway, to answer your question, I think that it's a situation for Coach Reirden that he doesn't want to seem anything other than supportive of his player.
Right.
And so to find some way of critiquing Reeves' effort, the Golden Knights' play, that's firmly on the side of his own team, of course. Because if he were to say anything else, as you point out, it'd be disingenuous. And by the way, targeting is a very specific kind of thing when we talk about targeting the head.
Right.
Reeves is, you know, we're talking about something different, targeting a particular player. In other words, okay, my line is going to get matched up with that line. I'm going to hit that guy. There's nothing remotely illegal about that whatsoever. So if Ryan Reeves had it on his mind that, hey, I'm going to give Tom Wilson a tough night and I'm going to hit him hard and I'm going to try to take the puck away from him. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to score a power play goal against his team. Yeah, those are all things that are not only legal, those are the exact things that the Golden Knights want Ryan Reeves to do.
Dan Duva with us. Dan, what's your reaction to this? This is a D.C. radio guy. He's a good radio host. I think he knows his hockey. Grant Paulson said, in angry fashion, Ryan Reeves is what hockey fans who don't know anything about Tom Wilson think Tom Wilson is. He's a clown.
Well, that's someone who doesn't know Ryan Reeves, and I think is trying to get people on Washington airwaves to call in and speak up. I've hosted
Dan, I know this. He got people on Twitter in Las Vegas to, in essence, call up.
There you go. Well, so from his standpoint, job well done. I suppose his advertisers will be thrilled. But the reality is, Ryan Reeves has been suspended far less often than one Tom Wilson, who's been suspended four times in just the last two seasons. And one of them was an illegal hit in the preseason that cost him 20 games. Ryan Reeves hasn't been suspended in over 2 years. So because of the time between, say, last night's potential for a suspension, and I underscore potential, to his previous suspension, because of the time between, he's not even considered a repeat offender. So he's a fighter. You know, the game has changed while Ryan Reeves has been at the NHL level. His game has evolved, no doubt about it. He is a guy who is now playing on the power play. He's got his first two career power play goals this year. He's now scored more goals this season than he had all last year, and he's taking faceoffs. I mean, Ken Hitchcock would never let him do that in St. Louis. So he's found a new way of contributing at this level, and to call him a clown is, let's just say, fanning the flames of a fan base that loves to that kind of conversation, just getting everybody all riled up. And that's fine, but it's not fair to call Ryan Reeves a clown. That's just not fair.
The last thing I wanted to ask you about this is, I thought early in the game, it seemed like there was a collision course last night, and I actually tweeted this very early in the game, that Wilson and Reeves were going to fight at some point, and it got close in the first period, and they broke it up so quickly. If the refs just allow them to go, does that later hit happen?
You know, it's hard to say. I don't know. And the way that the game unfolds now, fights are less a product of a brewing cauldron of emotion as they are an immediate reaction to a hit.
Right.
In other words, you hit somebody hard. If another player on the other team takes exception, the response is drop the mitts right then and there. It's not to say that you have a short memory. Clearly, the Golden Knights know there have been a few of these moments that we've had now where you see, okay, this happened last year, all right, we're going to drop the gloves. But, you know, you think about the game situation. That stuff might happen when it's 3-0, you know, if it's one way or another. But that was a very close game last night. You can't risk the settling an old score just, you know, for that sake, while for potentially impacting the outcome of the game. Knights needed to win, and to play tough on Ryan, for Ryan Reeves to play tough on Tom Wilson, frankly, that whole line, Carrier, Belmar, and Reeves, matched up with the top line for the Capitals, including Tom Wilson, like, that's an exciting matchup, just from a hockey standpoint. Yep. Like, they're both big, there's plenty of speed there, and the Knights were effective in how they played against them. So from a hockey standpoint, that was fun. It's hard to say if dropping the mitts would have affected the hit later on.
So Knights have won 6 of 7 coming off the win in the Stanley Cup Final rematch against Washington yesterday. They have some, I'll just say, inferior opponents to Washington coming up to themselves. So how encouraging is this recent run, especially with what is ahead of the Golden Knights on the schedule?
You like to believe that the Golden Knights have recaptured some of what they had bottled up last year. A never-ending supply of resilience, of energy, and I think that there are guys in that room who say, okay, we've got it now. It doesn't mean that everybody's playing at their best or they're all content with how things are going, but they have a feeling about, okay, now we're kind of where we would like to be. Gerard Gallant has said that. He likes the way that the team is playing. The question is, can you keep that up? Now, we've seen the Knights have some good games this year, but then they would lose the next one. And they'd kind of snap it back into gear. They'd score some goals, but then they'd lose the next one after that. You talk about their winning streak. You know, they won 5 in a row. Now it's 6 out of 7, 7 out of 9. When you got the Blackhawks coming to town, you know, they had, obviously, the Golden Knights beat them up pretty badly in Chicago, but look what happened when the Golden Knights got beat up by the Calgary Flames. You know, Vegas then did the same thing to Calgary when they came to T-Mobile Arena. So you have to be wary about Chicago. And then you've got a Kings team that is having all kinds of difficulties, but wouldn't they love to get a big moment against the Golden Knights? When you're having a bad season, to beat a rival, the team that knocked you out of the playoffs, like, it's going to be a big game for the Kings. And so the target is on the back of the Golden Knights.
Dan Duva with us here on Cofield & Company. Remember, over at the Armory, the inaugural season book is currently on sale. 144-page book with, I don't know what this is, Dan, augmented reality components. God, I'm getting old. Falling behind the kids these days. But you can download the inaugural season book app from the App Store and Google Play, and then take advantage of this book that's out as a 144-page book that you can get over at the Arsenal at City National Arena. Have you seen the book?
Yeah, you know, and I was just flipping through it yesterday, and I'd seen a couple of videos where they have, you know, Shea Theodore and William Carlson thumbing through the book. They're seeing some great photographs. They're remarking about their hairstyles. Oh, my goodness, what was I thinking? And then they get to a photograph of a big moment from last year. Then you can whip out your phone. You hold it up, almost like scanning a barcode. And then your phone, with the use of that app, jumps to the video play-by-play of that moment. For instance, Shea Theodore's goal against Tampa Bay with 2.3 seconds to go. It was news to me because I heard my voice, and I was like, this is incredible. So it's really neat, and it's, even aside from the augmented reality, it's just a great memento to have, and of course it's a great Christmas gift. No joke, I was on the phone with my mother back in New Jersey, and she's asked me to get like 10 of them to give out as Christmas gifts this year. I gotta find some room in my suitcase when I head home, I guess. But it's really neat. It's a memento. There's only going to be one first Golden Knights season, and this is a terrific book. You can have it on your coffee table. It's really well produced, some great photographs. And I'll tell you, it's something that I don't hold on to too many mementos, you know, things that have been accumulated through the last year or so, but this is the kind of thing that you just really want to have. So I think it's a cool thing, and you can go and check it out in person over at the Arsenal and check it out yourself, and maybe put one in somebody's stocking, wrap it up, put it under the tree. Or I think it's going to be one of those things you're going to hold on to for a long time.
There you go. Definitely good. And you mentioned that Shea Theodore goal against Tampa last year. I saw some early comparisons between that Tampa game last year, which was the late goal by Theodore, and last night's game against Washington, which, you know, they attacked on an empty netter, but still a very, very close game last night in a good, entertaining game. Do you feel that the kind of similarities there? And last year, that was kind of a moment that people said, hey, that's the best team from the East. This team really could be for real. This year, kind of a same dramatic victory against a team from the East.
Yeah, Adam, you're right, and I have felt that. It was the kind of game that was close the whole way, big moments. You know, that game last year, it was back and forth the whole way. There were, I think it was 7 power play goals four to three, so 7 goals total, but I think 6 out of the 7 were power play goals. Of course, Theodore's to win it. He had 3 points, 3 assists, and a goal in that game. Of course, the goal to win it. Yeah, you know, Nate Schmidt to score against his old team is the game winner. And considering Tampa was the number one team in the league last year, Washington tops in their division this season, the rematch of the Cup Final. Yeah, why not? Not to mention the physical element that was not there for Vegas. Tampa was much more about the speed in that game. Last night was about the intensity. So, it'll be a game I think we talk about for a long while. As I continue to talk about that game with Tampa from last year, we'll be talking about some of those big moments for many years to come. So if they put out a second year book, I guarantee you there's going to be some augmented reality about Ryan Reeves hitting Tom Wilson.
All right. Dan, we appreciate a couple minutes on your day off. We'll see you out there tomorrow, okay?
Thanks so much, guys. Always a pleasure.
There you go. Dan Duva, voice of VGK. On radio. Let me get everything right on that inaugural season book. So you can get it at the Armory at T-Mobile, the Arsenal at City National, online at VegasTeamStore.com. It's 144 pages. Dan just told you, absolute collector's item. And then you get the extra level with the augmented reality component. You can download the season book app from the App Store and Google Play. We'll wrap things up from the Golden Nugget downtown. We'll dip into the grab bag and give you a little preview of tomorrow's show. I know an explosive story tomorrow will be on how the NFL is going to deal with a foul-mouthed, trash-talking official.
Grab bag is presented by the Golden Nugget Las Vegas. Try world-class restaurants like Chart House, Grotto Italian Ristorante, Vic and Anthony Steakhouse, and the Cadillac Mexican Kitchen and Tequila Bar. Only at the Golden Nugget Las Vegas.
I told you the $12 haircut ain't getting it done anymore. So my new stop is Swagger Men's Grooming. Hey, it's Steve Cofield. You see me doing the daily videos, making TV appearances, working the sidelines of the college games. I can't be looking like a total scrub with my do and this sweet mustache. They do haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing. Shampoo and a little massage is included. And if you mention Cofield and Company or Sports Radio, Swagger will give you that nose wax for free. It's at Coronado and Eastern. Swagger Men's Grooming. Walk in and swagger out. Back, leg, and neck pain can drive you nuts, right? It does for me, and it can affect you every day. It can make you feel freaking grumpy and hard to get through that workday. Well, I found some relief for you, the Cofield & Company listener. Get into the Good Feet store ASAP. It's not going to cost you anything to go. You try on the product and see how it feels. The experts at Good Feet will get to know you just like they did for me, because they want to understand what your work environment is like, your favorite recreational activities. Why? Well, it's important to properly match you to the appropriate art support. When I was there, they had me walk around, try the different styles. They even tell you to leave, take the art supports for a test walk. The experts at the Good Feet store are there to help you, not simply sell something, and they want to try to give you the long-term solution that you've been looking for. Hit the Good Feet store any day, 7 days a week. That personalized fitting is free. There's a Good Feet store at 26 West Sahara and 4150 Blue Diamond, just west of the Silverton. Get into the Good Feet store today and get $100 of Good Feet's patented three-step system.
Make the William Hill Race and Sportsbook inside Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino your home for game days. With the largest wagering menu in Nevada, the William Hill Race and Sportsbook inside Silver Sevens offers numerous ways to bet all the games, including live in-play wagering. Join Cofield and Company on Thursdays from 3 to 5 as we get you ready for Thursday Night Football with $2 on the drinks. And remember, during all NFL and Vegas Golden Knights games, games, $12 buckets, and $3 beers. Check it out, the William Hill Race and Sportsbook inside Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
It's a rivalry renewed. UNLV takes the hardwood against BYU on Saturday, December 15th at T-Mobile Arena. Benefiting Coaches vs. Cancer, the action-packed doubleheader features the Runnin' Rebels against the Cougars at 5:30, followed by LSU versus St. Mary's at 8. Tickets on sale now at TMobileArena.com. It's UNLV BYU on the Las Vegas Strip at T-Mobile Arena. Brought to you by Finley Toyota, Summerlin, and Comprehensive Cancer Centers.
When it comes to pro football specials, no one does it like the Great American Pub. Each Sunday, the Great American Pub kicks off their pregame specials starting at 8 a.m., where you can build your own Kettle One Bloody Mary vodka for just $5 a shot. Food specials, too, starting at just $5. With the Great American Pub's 28 HD TVs, there's not one bad seat. 15 video poker machines, too. Gaming, spirits, hospitality. That's the Great American Pub's motto. Two great locations, right off the 215 at Flamingo and right off the 215 at Eastern.
Football Central at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino is the place to catch all the football action. Hey, it's Adam Hill from Cofield & Company on ESPN 1100. Join us this Sunday starting at 8 as we go over all the lines with Sportsbook Director Jay Cornegay. Then, stick around to watch all the games on huge HD screens in the Superbook. Bucket specials, food specials, the Bud Light Girls, and your chance to win some super cool prizes. Always free parking. So come hang out at Football Central every Sunday at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino.
Odds are you've got a dent, ding, or scratch on the body or bumper of your car or truck that makes you cringe when you see it. Dent Pro Las Vegas will come to you and fix it on the spot. Visit DentProLasVegas.com or call 702-368-3368.
At Ulta Beauty, the holidays are all about giving the gift of glam. So get ready to knock the stockings off everyone on your list with this season's most show-stopping must-haves. Like the new Sweet Escape Collector Set from Tarte with gorgeous shimmery shades for hard-to-shop-for daughters. Luscious lip kits from brands like Too Faced, Morphe, and Anastasia for ultra-picky besties. And volume-boosting Dry Bar gift sets for moms who really shine. Get ready to gift. Get ready to glam. Get ready to shine brighter. Only at Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. The holidays are by far my favorite time of year. It's a great time to spend with family and friends. Unfortunately, accidents do happen, so if you have been hurt, call me at 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com. Happy holidays. Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Universal Solar Direct. Pay less for your electric.
Nevada license 79863.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I have never had so much energy, and my labs are perfect. I've never felt so good. I'm 77 going on 50. I feel like I did when I was 50.
For a limited time, use discount code MARK, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code MARK.
Mayweather Promotions presents Sin City Showdown this Friday at Sam's Town Live as Ladarius Miller and Ricardo Garcia face off in the main event and Xavier Martinez versus Arturo Santos Reyes in the co-main. Also featuring a stacked undercard. Get your tickets at samstownlv.com or receive a complimentary ticket when you bring a minimum of three of these items: socks, beanies, scarves, or gloves. It's Sin City Showdown this Friday at Sam's Town Live. Visit mayweatherpromotions.com/events for details.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Grab Bag is presented by the Golden Nugget Las Vegas.
Want it? Check it out.
Grab Bag.
Smells like fish in here.
Hey, don't touch that. That's nothing to play with, man.
On ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
Yepers down here at the Nugget. Things heating up. Downtown on Fremont. NFR in town. Go to the showroom here for great shows next week. Well, for the next 7-8 days, Tomorrow starts with Jody Messina, Tanya Tucker after that, John Michael Montgomery, Tracy Lawrence in town at the Golden Nugget, Pam Tillis and Lori Morgan, Lone Star. Great acts at the Golden Nugget all the way through the 14th. Back in there.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
Interesting discussion. Boy, Bischoff's killing it on social media. Tyler Bischoff does our 10 a.m. show. He had a question today based on his discussion. Is UNLV football the worst job in the Mountain West? Is it the worst job in the Mountain West?
I would have to think San Jose State.
Yeah, I would say objectively that San Jose State is worse, New Mexico's worse, and Hawaii's worse. Hawaii has no money. They play in Aloha Stadium. Hawaii has no money. It's hard to recruit to Hawaii. But I would say those three are worse. Upside is here with a new stadium. More funding is coming in. Now, some of the comments on the thread were interesting. A lot of negative, right? A lot of negative. That there is no upside as long as Tony Sanchez is coaching. I thought this one was interesting. You get what you pay for. What does that mean? With Sanchez? Because people get so hung up on a former high school coach and not one of the highest paid guys in the conference. You know who the two lowest paid coaches are in the conference? Jay Norvell and Nick Rolovich. You know where both are going?
Bowl games?
Yeah. So it's not always you get what you pay for. It's not always economics.
It's usually economics.
It's a component. It's not the end all be all.
No.
And
it's a big one.
I'm amazed. I know you guys did the series about the football and basketball program and the possibility down the road. Hey, you know what? Drop the football program. If a place like Reno in the same state with a similar budget, although lower on the scale in terms of donations, if they can win, UNLV can win.
Yeah. I think that's true. I mean, they had built their program to a point where it was pretty sustainable on its own of carrying over and getting better recruits because, it was building on itself and it was good. You have to get to that level in order to build it. And there's never been any kind of consistency here where, you know, John Robinson built it up to a good point of getting to a bowl game, then was gone. And then you start building it up again, and then you fire your coach. And then you start to build it up a little bit again, and Bobby Houck is gone after going to a bowl game. Like, not that they shouldn't have been, but it's been a... Like, every time there's a little bit of a start, it just doesn't really go anywhere. And they need to have some sort of a jolt to get to that next level, but there also needs to be consistency in the program.
The other excuse is, and this was from a Cody Wilcox, and we appreciate you commenting, because we go back and forth with you, and that's what we want. We want to have conversations. Cody Wilcox said that, well, it's the stadium that hurts recruiting the most. A lot of these high school recruits play in better stadiums than Sam Boyd. All right. Stop.
Just the Gorman kids.
Yeah. It's actually not better. It's 5,000 seats. It's a nice stadium with nice facilities. It's not better. It's not a 35,000-seat stadium. It's not better. Locker rooms are terrible at Sam Boyd. That's fact. Going around the Mountain West Conference this year, there are a lot of old, dilapidated stadiums. Qualcomm or whatever bank backs it is terrible. Aloha Stadium is actually kind of broken down. San Jose, I thought, was charming, but it's old as hell.
Yeah.
The bowels of some of these stadiums are archaic.
And we were at the Coliseum.
The Coliseum right now is awful. Here's the other one. It's too far. San Diego State is 4.5 miles from their stadium. The Rebels are 7 from Sam Boyd, right? UNLV 7 miles from Sam Boyd. Hawaii is actually 10 miles from Aloha Stadium. When we were driving there and the traffic was, you know, wasn't great, I was like, where is the stadium? So that this, and obviously everything's going to, I don't know, is it going to change? Because when the new stadium comes, now it's too big and, well, it's still not on campus.
No parking.
And there's there'll be some complaint.
Of course, there always is. And those complaints all of a sudden disappear if it's a winning team.
One more time in the bag.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
I am so glad that Zeke Elliott is fighting. He got fined $13,000 for unsportsmanlike conduct for dropping $21 into the Sal Army kettle following a touchdown. He is appealing. Good. You wanted to fight me on the other thing? We're going to fight this.
Good. I completely applaud it. It's great.
God, the NFL.
And in the end, somebody's just going to pay it for him, so he's not going to win anything, but... good for him. Fight back. They went after you, go after them. And not that they were wrong. But if you're going to fight them, then go fight back when you can. I like that.
Golden Nugget downtown. This is the spot to hang. Vic and Anthony's, Chart House, Grotto Italian Restaurante. Of course, we're across from the Cadillac Mexican Kitchen and Tequila Bar. Claim Jumpers down here, Lily's Asian Cuisine. It's Golden Nugget.